My poem is called Incident of Seven Persons, April 9, 1927. The epigram, the brightness which is the light seen from a tomb and which is what the dead see when they gaze. On the day two trains collided, April blizzard blanked the cypress hills, white, horizon to horizon. Men had climbed aboard that morning, two distant cities, east and west and cold, cases packed, hand-knit socks and sweaters. The trains, the only moving things. The engines, great plains bison, shoulder humped with coal. The cars, nose to rump behind them, the single track. The men, riders far too small to make a difference, sharing coffee, shoveling coal like hay, the beasts hungry from their labors, steam rising from their snouts. Everything designed to be predictable. Signal, lever, rail. Because nothing ever is. Not men, not trains, not snow. Flat light of falling snow and sudden headlight. Not the sun. Though perhaps that's what they thought, felt. A small instinctive joy. Deep underground, clenched buds of prairie orchid, gopher young, blind nursing, rattlers wound together for the heat, a shudder in the dark. Somewhere in the scrub, a wing-tucked hawk startled into flight. Somewhere, a coyote. Somewhere, a hare at browse without regard for smell. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Grace. It's so marvelous to hear the poems, having been living with them in my head. So